siyabonga Jaheli Dala. Thank you, Chris Gande. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, October 27, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I am Thungameli Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are discussing healthcare access by young people, running the gamut from sanitary pads to condoms and reproductive health at large.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp, and that number is 001-202-465-0318.
And of course, if you want to contribute live on air, you can give us a call at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And of course, we are also streaming live on the internet right now. So you can head over to voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also on voandebele.com to check out our live stream.
Again, this is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
The issue of healthcare access by young people, especially girls, continues to dominate the public discourse, with advocates urging government to make resources such as sanitary pads, medical checkups, contraceptives, and screenings easily affordable.
Parents say the high cost of sanitary pads make it complicated for school girls to attend class during their menstrual period. A consultative meeting on the budget in Harare was told last week that government should therefore make pads easily accessible, especially to school kids, and for free. In fact, there was concern that many girls are skipping class during their periods.
Mm-hmm. So tonight we take up this issue with our panel of experts, and we invite you at home to call us and give us your views live on air on Studio 7 Live Talk, The Connection.
Yebo, Ms. T, lichona njani emakhaya ikutibana lamhlanje kungolwesibili mhlaka 27 ngenyanga ka October. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lobasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Sikhangela impila kahle eyabasakhulayo. Sikhangela ikakhulu udaba olusegudwini kulezi nsuku, udaba lwama-sanitary pads. Abanengi ikakhulu abazali lababalisi bathi abantwana abangamankazana ngabayatholiswa ama-pads kungela mbadalo esikolo ukubana nxa besesikhathini benelise ukuqhubeka ngezifundo zabo, ngoba kutsho ababalisi bathi esikhathini esiningi kathesi babona ukubana abantwana abangamankazana nxa besesikhathini kabenelisi ukuza esikolo, kababuye emaklasini ngoba bayabe bengelakho okufaneleyo okokusebenzisa nxa besesikhathini. Kwaziwayo vatereri kusangana uku muchirongwa chevechidiki chirongwa The Connection. Nhasi tiri kutarisa zvenyaya dzeutano, tichitarisa zvikuru sei nyaya iri kunetsa mazuva ano, iri pamiromo yevanhu vakawanda vari kuti ivo vanasikana vari muzvikoro vanofanira kuwaniswa masanitary pads pasina mbhadharo kana kuti free of charge kana vari panguva yekutevera kana kuti vachigeza ndokuti vagone kuramba vachiuya kuklasi nokuti zviri kuitika mazuva ano varayiridzi vari kuti vakuona kuti vasikana kana vari panguva yekutevera havauyi kumaklasi kana kuti kuchikoro nekuti vanenge vasinazvo zvakakodzera kuti vange vachishandisa panguva iyi.
Thank you then, Tunga. And right now we are joined by two of our guests who are on the line. Let's start off with Ms. Wimbiso Mashumba. She's the director of the Glendale Health Center. Wimbiso, thank you so much for joining us today on the program.
Thank you guys for having me.
And we also have Ms. Linda Mpofu, who is a women's rights activist based in Gwanda. Linda, thank you so much for joining us today on the program.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Mashumba, Wimbiso, and of course we should mention that Wimbiso is a Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni. Wimbiso, we know you are the director of Glendale Health Center. My question to you is, are young people having easy and affordable access to healthcare?
Hi, thanks. Well, I think the biggest challenge that we have with young people is not necessarily the access, but actually the youth-friendly services. So I think there is a lot of access to healthcare, and at government facilities, it's very affordable. But I think the biggest challenge that we have is actually having youth-friendly services that young people can access.
Mm-hmm. And when you say youth-friendly services, what exactly do you mean?
Well, I mean, if I am 15 years old, for example, and I have an STI, I think it would be really difficult to actually go out and get some treatment. I think I would be afraid that the cultural element of people would be more strong than the medical training.
Thank you, Wimbiso, and please do stay on the line. Linda, your turn. Do young people have easy and affordable access to healthcare?
Not really. Youths are having difficulties going to health centers. Firstly, it's expensive to go there. And secondly, we really, for example, in Gwanda, we really don't have as many health centers as we would love to have. So definitely it's a bit difficult for youth to access health centers, let alone access medication to help them. So it's an issue of accessibility and affordability at the same time.
Wimbiso, coming back to you, you were talking about youth-friendly facilities. What's happening at your facilities? Are you seeing the youth demographic coming there for, you know, their needs?
I think it's really hard to be to sort of be like a beacon of light in a very dark world. So not necessarily just about my facilities, but I think it's just about generally young people don't access medical care because there are no youth-friendly services or there's very few youth-friendly services. So we try to do a lot of youth days and a lot of awareness campaigns so that we can reach the young people, but I think that we're still fighting an uphill battle, basically.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. Antunga, let's read just a few messages that we got on WhatsApp from some of our listeners who are responding, to the Life Talk topic of today. Hillary says, a school pupils must not be given the provision of condoms at school. Of course, they're another interesting or very contentious issue of having condoms in schools in Zimbabwe. Tondirai says, these health resources are are essential for young girls. It is known that from 12 to 13 years, you can see girls do or have menstruations, whereby the needs for pads or OBs are wanted as to keep these girls tidy. He says here in South Africa, all facilities are in place, hence they are not expensive should one want to buy them.
Yeah, we also have Ed Moore, who says resources for young people, especially the girl child, should improve considering the global technology and environment. Accessibility and affordability should be the first priority. It used to be a taboo in African culture. Gone are the days when a lot of people shy to disclose that to others. Indeed, it's an urgent health matter.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a listener who did provide us their name. And this listener says, I find it absurd to discuss the issue of sanitary pads on public radio, such as our Studio 7. Vasikana vaimboita sei kare kose, ibasarana amai nana tete, kubadzidzisa zvekuita panguva dzekuteera idzi. Madzimai havana kutanga nasi kuteera, but creation.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't disagree more with the listener. The fact that this person says Studio 7 is a public radio, you know, qualifies this topic as a public, debate,
mm-hmm,
to be live on Studio 7. That's why we are taking it up.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring that one maybe to our guest Ntunga. Of course, Linda, if you can just react to that. Why are people or families or even parents themselves a bit afraid to talk about some of these issues when it comes to sexual health of adolescents? Why is there that stigma that this is a private issue, for example, shouldn't be discussed on a platform like this, such as Studio 7?
Well, you know, people are really confused times.
Mm-hmm.
Times are changing. And I believe that now people, we have to talk more. And besides, you know, in the old days, it was quite easy because, you know, the extended family was trustworthy. You know, you could share issues, you know, without actually fearing that maybe my aunt would go about broadcasting my issues to other family members. Now there is an issue of trust, so we can't really do that. I feel that we have to move on with the times. Now we have to be open because there is a lot that is happening. We've got a lot of diseases that are actually out in the open. I'm not saying that diseases were not there long back, but now they are actually, you know, out there for everyone to see. So we should discuss such issues. If we don't, then we are really digging a grave, digging holes for our young people to get in, and then we really we cover them with sand. So we really have to be speaking about these issues. It will help. We have child-headed families now. And where will they get information from if we don't discuss it in open forums like the radio? We really have to speak so that, you know, other youths who do not have family members that can really help them can also get information.
Thank you there, Linda, and please do stay on the line. Tinem Tereri apa tatenda silo Tezela, Johannesburg, West South Africa. Siya kwamukela kuhlelo Tezela.
Yebo, njani?
Hayi, siyaphila baba, kunjani eMzansi?
Hayi, asibekho lutho.
Yeah, hayi, sungenile kuhlelo baba, ungasiphathisa.
Mina isikhalo sami nje ukuthi abantu especially emakhaya abafundiseke ukuthi umntwana masemzeli especially abantwana abangamantombazana umfundise ukuthi ube close naye futhi ube open especially omama ngoba yibo abaseduze kakhulu nabo abantwana bangani babantwana besifazane ukuthi avele amfundise ukuthi mase kufika lesi sikhathi kwenze so ma umama nobaba azama ukuthi nawo nobaba nedisi ukuthi kube nezinto ezinjalo ngoba nomama vele azidingaphela so ukuthi nabo umaba mayabe nalabamba bamba khona athi noma enza igrosa lathatha phoswele okuncane kugrosa laphana khona ubona kuyizinto ukuthi kuyonetseka kube siza umama okusize nobaba ezikoleni yebo kufanele kodwa-ke nakhona bazokhathala phela ugovernment uzokhathala ukuthi ahlale ekhiphe izinto zamahara niyazi igovernment yakuthi ayinayo imali so kuzofanele ukuthi kube nokuncane noma ichiphe kakhulu kube yiyo into eshibhile ukwedlula i-ball point yesikoleni ukuze abantwana bekhona ukusizakala ngazo lezi zinto nalo na ubaba osebenzayo ngani ubaba uma yenza igrosari nje ngayebona ukuthi umntwana sengani uyasondela khona laphana azame ukuthi uma yenza igrosari aphoshele mpila kube nje into egrosari yenyanga zonke njengempuphu wenze ukuthi kusize ebantwaneni lapha ma uvele uzele ubekwazi ukuthi nivele senizele into enje ezofanele ukuthi ithole usizo olunje ube ubaba othembekileyo kumama nakubantu abakho wazi ukuthi ma kusize igrosa limama yathatha lokhu yangibeka eceleni kuze ngoba uyazi isikhathi siyenza leso enganeni yakhe so ngibona ngathi kuzoba lusizo kakhulu ngoba singaze sithi igovernment izosiza ezikoleni mahhala uzokhathala ngiyazi uzokhathala vele ngoba igovernment yethu ayinayo imali
limqoto lelo dezela bakhona njalo abanye abathi amajazi abakhwenyana kumele atholakale njalo ezibhedlela ezikolo singathi ngamakhondom ulubona njani lolo da
ye amakhondom angatholakala kodwa-ke ivele kusuke sokufitha ukuthi useyafundiswa nasesikoleni umntwana ngiye ngibona izikole zibe kunesikole esiningi engasihamba ekesibethi ngegama abantwana bengibona umntwana ona-8 years efundiswa ngezocansi it's not fair akukho endleleni vele ukuthi umntwana ona-8 years afundiswe ngendaba zocansi akafundiswe ekhaya kuwo ngale esikoleni alandele lokhu akufundayo amakhondom angasiwo ezikoleni kodwa-ke kube nzima kakhulu ngoba sokuza abantwana siyazi sokuthi abantwana abantu abathanda ukudlala ngezinto bazohamba bayothatha kungesinhlo sokuthi bayolala ngawo kodwa-ke besiyothatha ukudlalisa bazobuzana ngawo bagcine phele sithi ake sitheste lokho bayokuthesta namanje bethole ukuthi o kuvele kusebenza so kodwa kugcine bengasakusebenzisi sele sazi leya nto ngoba leya nto wayithinta uvele usimoshakele awusaphinde ubuye futhi nasekhawuntedi awusawubambi kodwa ma uthe wathole ekhaya umama kumbe ubaba osondele eduze labantu abakho abathele kakhulu kuhlale kusazakala ukuthi kuvele sekunezifo ezimbi ezitholakala mayelana nalo icansi and abantwana masinabo kufanele ukuthi nasivakatha labantwana siyodlula ezibhedlela indlula abona abantu abagulayo ukuthi kunjani maye sebuze umcele ukuthi laphana indaba yokuthi lwana umuntu wayelala le ndoda indaba yokuthi lwana umuntu walala lo mfazi ehambe ekwazi khona ukuthi vele kuthi ukuthi ayiqalwa njengakudala abadala bebevele besithi abantwana kuyashisa laphana akulunganga kuthintwa laphana abantu that's why bebekhula beze bebe nabo-20 years engayazi indoda engamazifazi kube kungathi kulungile kodwa kwamanje ngoba sekufundiswa sekulamabhuku akho ezikolo baze babuzane ngakho abantwana ukuthi kanti vele kwenziwani kuyini khona lokhu begcine ze befuna ukuba kwazi ngoba uyazi ukuthi vele especially amantombazana ngoba kuthiwa Adam waqalisa nje ngenxa yokuthi u-Adam u-Eva wahlakanipha kakhulu kwedlula u-Adam so abantu abafanele bafundise kakhulu abantwana bamantombazana
hayi siyabonga kakhulu babadezela ngokusiphathisa kuhlelo
hayi yabo
ye abo ndibadezela tatendawanga wasitarwa ku-South Africa babata ivonyaya yema-sanitary pads vakati dai mutengo wadzikiswa ndokuitira kuti vanhu vakawanda vagone kumatenga vakatizve nyaya yekuti vana vechikoro vapuwe mapads aya mahara zvinogona kunetsa nenyaya yekuti hurumende haina mari saka ndazvovabvunza nezvenyaya yemakondom nokuti varipo vamwe vari kuti dai makondom aiswa muzvikoro asi vari kuti nyaya inogona kunetsa nekuti kana vana vaakuziva nezvebonde hapana chauri kumutaura chavo chaungamutaurira mwana ipapo kana you know. Saka vari kuti hainyaya yakaoma zvikuru iyi.
Maybe touya kwauri wimbiso. Issue yemacondoms mumachikoro. What's your take on that?
So I think I have a very controversial take on this. I disagree with everybody who says that condoms shouldn't be put in schools, because the reality is that children in schools are sexually active. Not all children, but there are children that are. And then there's high levels of transmission of HIV in that age group because they don't have access to things that can, access to condoms, for example, to methods that will keep them safer. Because even to go out and buy a condom, everyone, there'll be a big stigma about it. So I think that it's important for us to educate in terms of, like, sex education. I think that's important. I think it's important for us to explain the benefits of waiting. But at the same time, I think that we can't hide from the reality that there are children that are sexually active, and it is important for us to protect those children that will choose to be sexually active. So I believe that putting condoms in schools doesn't mean you're condoning sex at an early age, but I think that it is being proactive in that we're just facing a reality that children are sexually active and we are protecting the ones that are.
In other words, Vimbiso, condoms are a necessary evil in schools, right?
I agree.
Thank you there, Wimbiso. Hold on the line. We'll come right back to you. Right now, Ntunga, we're joined by Dr. Rutendo Bonde, who is with the Zimbabwe Doctors for Human Rights and also, of course, a medical doctor. Dr. Bonde, thank you for joining us today on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
You came in at a point where we're talking about somewhat of a controversial issue, the question of condoms in schools. What's your take, Dr. Bonde?
You know that we tend to bury our head in the sand when we do our policies. And yet, even if we look at population-based surveys, such as the demographic health surveys, the age of the first onset of sexual activity, which is the sexual debut, is below 18 years. And so we expect those people, you know, those young people to be in schools. And so, you know, we need to really separate the emotion and the social issues from the statistics and be guided by the statistics to say there is sexual activity happening before the age of 18 and that it has to be safe and it has to, you know, and there has to, we have to prevent teenage pregnancies and we have to prevent, you know, transmission of sexual infections. And so condoms is a good first line.
Ko nyaya yema sanitary pads muri kuionawo sei Dr. Bonde nekuti pane vamwe vari kuti hurumende inofanirwa kupindira munyaya iyi mutengo wema sanitary pads udzikiswe asi pane vamwe vari kuti muzvikoromo vasikana vanofanirwa kupuwa ma pads aya free of charge muri kuionawo sei nyaya.
Nyayo yakanaka. Ndiri kutondera mavhiki apfuura ayo ndichiverenga nyaya dzimwe nyika dzichitaura kuti nyaya yemenstrual hygiene yakutaurwa pasi rose kuti wasikana wazvizi vari inonzi developing world vari kutadza kuenda kuchikoro mazuva yavanoenda kumwedzi nenyaya yekushayiwa kuti oita sei neropa iroro riri kubuda, oita sei haana wei yekuwana mapedzi machira yaya ari kunzi hashandiswi nenyaya yezvirwere nenyaya yekutambudzika kuri kuitika nevanhu. Ndingade kuti hurumende ikwanise kupa mapedzi asi tikatarisa hurumende yedu yatinayo izvinezvi iri kutiratidza kana kuwana mapenzura ekupa vana kana mabhuku chaiwo hamuna. Saka tiri kutotarisa kuti izvo collective responsibility, isusu tese vamwe wese tiri kuziva kuti kune wana wariko wasikana wanoenda kumwedzi yega yega. Why can we not also start our own movement? Yekuti nini kana ndichitenga angu mapedzi ndotengerawo mumwe mwana ari kumamisha uko one city mapedzi mwedzi wega wega. It will make a significant difference.
Mm-hmm. Good idea there, Dr. Bonde. Linda Spendo Gagoe, Ulubana Njanu Taba Lama Kondo Miskol.
Yeah, Utaba Lama Kondo Miskol, Utaba also Lutsupchile, Utaba, oh, Avanta Vatanabia was Uti, Ukambanjan, Gotamang, Ubana Wami, Bonerati, Puraiti, Avekona, Mova. Eqiniseni abantwana sebesiya ecansini bebancane. Okungangcono ke ukuthi bazifikele emkhuhlaneni lezisini lezi ezingafunakaliyo. Ngoba okuseqiniseni nokwazakalayo ukuthi abantwana sebekhula ngesinye isiphangiphangi esimangalisayo. Yikho ke abasizakale bazincede ngalawa makhondomu. Kufakwe ema-toilet abantwana bazisebenzisele nje. Kodwa okuqakathekileyo yimfundiso yokuthi abantwana kabayekele ukuya ecansini. Lapha nje ukufaka amakhondomu yi-security measure yokuthi kuvele bakhona abanye abangeke bazibamba loba sebengabantwana. Okungcono ke ukuthi nxa sokuthe iminza leyo yafika babe nakho ukuzinceda babekwazi ukuwasebenzisa lawo makhondomu.
Siyabonga Mampo futhi imbotora mterera pa Miss T. Mm-hmm. Tina mkoma Gift kusilobela. Gift wakadi yako?
Nivo mwakadi wewe.
Tinofara kurisei kusilobela uko?
Usilobela kuri nani zvara kete mkombo.
Zvichanaka tichanaya mvura muchakoha
ndandiriwa.
Ko mapinda muchirongwa mukoma Gift.
Ndinotenda baba.
Taura henyu.
Chandinoona inini chakanyanya kukosha maningi apa panyaya yevasikana nezvipfeko zvinodiwa izvi. Zvezvokuti chete vanhu tiri varombo munyika yedu. Chana chakangonaka ndechekuti paya paya mai pavanoendawo vachinoita tigrosari vachingoita zvakadaro daro vopota vachingonongawo vachikanda mubhokisi mubhasiketi inomemuye vachingogadzirirawo mwanasikana kana aripo pamba sezvizvizvi. Zvinenge zviri nani nokuti tikachema kuhurumende tichingoti hurumende yeduwo iri kuchemawo itina kurohwa haina chinhu chainacho.
Saka muri kuti vabereki vanofanira kubatsira maningi vana vavo apa.
Ndiwo maonero andinoita ini.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Gift kusilovera uko.
Zvakanaka iwo.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mkoma Gift. Dr. Bonde, just before we go to our half, in about 30 seconds, can you just give us a quick list before we go on our break of what health issues adolescents are facing?
Alcohol at the top, substance abuse, and then, of course, the conditions which relate to sexuality, inability to get information, no youth-friendly services, and the stigma which comes from there, and and then of course an emerging population of children who are born with HIV who are now in their adolescent age.
Thank you there, Dr. Bonde. Of course, we'll come back and continue that conversation. Tunga, delving into some of the other issues that young people are facing, but we hope our listeners were able to get some good information for the first half of our show.
Indeed. Our guests, Rutendo Bonde, Dr. Vimbiso Mashumba, and Linda Mpofu, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, it's a good night for now, but there is good news.
We're streaming live right now at voazimbabwe.com. Head over and you can continue with the conversation. Good night.